Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Griffin, I know you're on hold. Hang around for me. I'm not blowing you off, but I got to get this because this is important to me. You are too, but I want to get this first. I'm a cancer survivor, as you know, head and neck cancer. Deeply disturbing to me that COVID has scared a lot of folks away from getting cancer screenings, breast cancer, even stroke patients with symptoms have been staying home. Emergency room visits down by 43%. In all that madness comes some good news. I'm hearing that we are doing better. We are doing better against lung cancer. One of my close friends, his wife is right now at Hillman. She had successful lung cancer surgery a week ago, and now four chemo treatments and on her way. It's a miracle, actually, what's happened. And there's more. Dr. Tim Burns, good morning. How are you, doctor?
Good, Marty. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure. He's a medical oncologist specializing and conducts research in lung cancer at UPMC Hillman. I'm telling you, if you've been there, it's a miracle. From hello to goodbye, they treat you like family. Doctor, you're having more success with lung cancer, I hear?
Yes. So this is really something that we've seen over the last 7 years. So each year we've seen the number of patients dying from lung cancer decrease. And obviously lung cancer is the most common cause of death in both men and women. In fact, 135,000 people died from lung cancer last year alone.
Wow.
Wow. That is better, though. We're getting better. To put this in perspective, that's, 1.5 times as many women died of lung cancer as breast cancer.
Wow.
And it's still killing more men and women than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. So any decrease in death is good news. And so this is a recent article that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine, which has shown, over the last 7 years that the deaths continue to decrease. And more importantly, patients are living longer. So patients that were diagnosed in 2014, now are 35% of them are alive at 2 years if you're a man. And if you're a woman, it's 44%. And so we've made a lot of advances. And so it's an exciting time. We still have work to do, but it's an exciting time.
What is it, Doc? Fewer smokers, better treatment, early detection. What is it, Doctor?
I wish I could say it was early detection, something I'd like to get to before we get off. But to date, what it's been is over the last decade, there's been two big advances in lung cancer. One is finding genes in the tumor that we have developed pills for, and these are called targeted therapies. And patients can have a high response rate to these therapies and can live for years on these targeted therapies. And so about a third of the patients that come in my clinic today are going to have one of these targetable alterations. And so it's critical that, they get the right testing and we get them the right medication. In addition, also more recently and probably less, I think in the future may have more of an impact, is therapies that target the immune system. And so those have come along later and actually weren't really studied in these figures. So we only expect things to get better for our patients. Although our patients are living longer, I think we still have a ways to go to actually cure patients that have advanced disease.
My close friend, his wife, detected her. She had a nagging cough, and they found a tumor. What are the symptoms generally, Dr. Tim Burns?
Sure. So it's generally, they're relatively nonspecific. They're cough, shortness of breath, maybe weight loss. Anyone who has a pneumonia really should have that followed up. So, you know, it's not uncommon for people to get pneumonias, but what needs to happen is that there needs to be a follow-up chest x-ray, you know, 6 to 12 weeks after, and make sure that pneumonia goes away. That's a sign as well. But really what we need to do is to try to catch people even before they have signs. And so we have CT screening, which is approved. And that's approved for patients that are between the ages of 55 and 80,
nice.
Have smoked 30 pack years, and have smoked in the last 15 years.
Nice.
To put this in perspective, you have to test less people to save a life than mammograms or colonoscopies.
Whoa.
This is a yearly low-dose CT screen. This is something you get from your primary care doctors. And unfortunately, we haven't really seen the effects of this yet because not enough people are getting screened. If we could screen people, that catching it early, like your friend, that's the best way to cure it. If we can take it out, we can cure it.
Dr. Tim Burns.
I can't emphasize enough that, you know, hopefully catching it early before they even have to see an oncologist is really the best way.
Dr. Tim Burns, medical oncologist, specializes and conducts research in lung cancer at UPMC Hillman. Doctor, this COVID thing has scared a lot of folks away. Are you seeing that with cancer patients, lung cancer patients, sir?
We did for a while, but, you know, our volumes have kind of gone up, both in our established patients, because, you know, many of these patients need to stay on therapy, and
right.
Many of them need to get therapy. And so our volumes have increased now
nice.
To where they were before. You know, we did a combination of, you know, telemedicine visits, I am concerned. I still think overall people are not coming in, you know, strokes and heart attacks are down, which they're not. People are just not
right.
coming in for these things. And so it's, you know, we all have to be very careful, and, you know, the Hillman and UPMC, and I say, you know, all the healthcare centers in this area have really taken a lot of precautions to make it as safe as possible for patients to come in. And so, you know, it scares me the things that we're missing because, you know, these other problems, you know, cancer and non-cancer are still out there.
Hey, doctor, what's the smoking connection here? Fewer people smoking, fewer cases. Is there a correlation direct?
So smoking, levels of smoking, thank God, have decreased over the last few decades. The unfortunate thing is the effects of smoking can manifest 20, 30 years later.
Wow.
So some of this is decreased smoking, although we're falling back.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest problems is e-cigarettes because oftentimes people start smoking as a teenager, e-cigarettes, and then they start smoking in their 20s, and then they're hooked. In addition, you know, the jury is still out, but the data from the laboratory suggests that e-cigarettes may be just as dangerous as cigarettes themselves. So we've made some real gains over the last couple decades in smoking, and I'm very concerned, especially with e-cigarettes, that we're going to lose those gains.
Dr. Burns, what a pleasure. You're always welcome here, sir. It's great information. Really, really glad to hear it. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.